good night, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rumbling, the podcast where I talk about our problems. Problems. Good night, everybody. Today is Tuesday, and it's not usual to me to do a podcast at Tuesdays, but it's not a regular Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce you the special Tuesday night podcast, In the Rain. No, just kidding. It's only the... How was that? Special Tuesday night podcast. In the Rain pod is not right. So, I was just kidding. What happened today is, in fact, worse. The bad weather. The bad weather heated hard in my small little island in the middle of the Atlantic. So, the... regional government decided to shut down all the schools tomorrow, what means that I have this night free to record a podcast so I can entertain the few but good listeners that I have. So, I want to thank you all, my listeners. Thank you. I know I've been looking to the stats and it's like, in Podomatic, I have 12 or 14 complete plays, but I have around, 32 or 40 downloads, which is, it's a good amount. I only started last Sunday. So to me, it's a good goal because I don't want lots of people to hear me. I want people who are interested in my work to hear me. So, I'm so glad that you're listening to me that I decided to create an email for you. And I have a little surprise. So, it's like this. I'm inviting you all, those who want to participate in my podcast, you can do that from now on. You only have to go to my profile in Podomatic and leave a comment saying why should you enter my podcast. What I will do that question again in a different way. What do you have special to bring to this podcast? And by special, I don't mean talents, I mean points of view, opinions. That's what matters. This is not a talent show. This is an opinion show. Podcast, not a show. So, you can comment or you can send me an email at mikebrookson@gmail.com. I will put the link to my page in Podomatic in the description and the email too. And it will go like this. Imagine that the 14 people who listen to me decide to send me an email. I will read all the emails, all the 14 emails, and I will decide which one I think is the best. And after that, I will contact the people I chose. I will do a Skype call with them, a video call, to talk to them, to see if they have like the profile to enter the podcast, because you can be a great person and simply you're stuck with words, and you can't be that in a podcast. You have to be always talking. You have to be talkative, that's the first thing. But I will choose one of the emails. I will read all of them all the 14 of them, imagine that we are only 14. I will read all of them and I will decide which one I thought was the best, the more interesting to me. And then I will send you a message with my Skype contact. You can add me and we can have the conversation. So I can see if you're the right person. If you're not, I'm very sorry. I will read the emails again until I find someone interesting. So this is the little gift I have to give to my listeners. I have to thank you all so much. I want you to know that you are. There are few people who listen to this podcast, but the people who listen to it are in my heart. Seriously, I really love you because you are spending your precious time to hear 10 or 15 or 16 minutes of my podcast. That's wonderful. It's an amount of time that you're giving to me and I really, really appreciate it. So I appreciate to everybody that listens to my podcast. Next, the bad weather in my island. It is not a thing that only happened today. And some of you can be like thinking, oh, maybe it's because in Friday it will be the Friday 13th of December. A day that is doomed by bad luck. And personally, I'm a little bit superstitious. But at the same time, I think, no, it's only bad weather. And this usually, we already had a very bad situation like this. You can look it up in the internet. I'm sure in YouTube there's like, I can search for a video and put a link in the description so you can see how it was. It was really bad. 40-something people died. I'm very sorry sorry for them. Hope God has them. So this is a thing that happens here and we can do nothing to fight it. It's nature. And when we get in nature's way, we are pounded. We are wasted by nature. So don't get in nature's way. Continuing. A good thing, the thing that I appreciate bad weather for, is tomorrow I would have a physics test, but thankfully to all the clouds in the sky, I'm not going to have it. But at the same time, that's bad because I already studied a lot, I spent lots of time studying, and now I know, oh, I could be doing podcasts instead of studying, because tomorrow I'll have all my day to study, so it's quite horrible. And the thing I'm trying to reach with this conversation is the irony of the bad weather. Don't you think that sometimes the bad weather is kind of ironic? It tries to fool you. It's like when you're all you're not in the mood to go to school. You don't want to. Everything goes okay and all right, and you have to go to school. But when you have studied hard for the test, you have spent some hours in front of your books. I'm not really a person that studies hard, but and then bad weather comes, and the schools are all shut down. You can't do your test. It's irony. So I have a question for you all, and I would like you to comment in my page and Podomatic, and the question is, don't you think sometimes the world is a little bit too ironic? I will like to hear all your responses. Please respond to this question. And So, I have nothing more to say. I'm very thankful for everyone that listened to my podcast. It was short, but it was good. Good Tuesday night special podcast. In the rain. Hope you enjoyed it.